Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Terrence DeFranco is here. Terrence is CEO and president and founder, co-founder of IOTA Communications. I need the website, Terrence.
It is just what you said, IOTAcommunications.com.
All right, so check it out. And we're talking about the Internet of Things. That's what IoT means. Internet of Things, and Terrence, you've got some, in the previous segment, we talked about what it is and how we're going to be, we're increasingly going to be using it in our lives and in our businesses. When you look at 2020, when you look ahead to the next year or two, and you think of IoT, what are you seeing coming at us, and also, what will 5G do? How will 5G play into that?
Okay, so it really a tremendous amount of momentum continuing into 2020, so becoming much more mainstream. You know, IoT has been great for applications like the Nest thermostat, the Ring doorbell, and really the more consumer-oriented things that are powered off of an app on a smartphone. There's been already a lot of penetration in that market. But you'll see going into 2020 and pretty much continuing in the early 2020s, is a continuation of that growth, but in more of the commercial, industrial, municipal segment. So business is really relying on this. But one of the things that you alluded to at the close of the previous segment was security. So that's actually one of the things that if that momentum is actually going to happen, one of the requirements is certainly standardization, which really helps on security. So
right.
I don't want to get too techy, but at the end of the day, things need to be very, very stable, and security protocols need to be established.
Well, my thermostat in my office, which I can control from my phone, has a password.
Yeah.
So that's a level of security.
Funny.
It's not a great level, it's a level.
An old one too.
Yeah, that's right.
Been around for a while.
Yeah, it has. So. Will IoT manufacturers, people who are making all these devices, are they working toward getting security, inherent security in their devices? Or are they going to require us to secure our networks?
That's right. What's happening with all these connected devices that it's just creating now another point of vulnerability. There's another place that's connected to the internet, which is pretty much unregulated, and now we're building barriers in the form of security and encryption, all of this. So with more points of vulnerability, obviously you need more of that security. So that technology is really advanced wonderfully. The thing in the Internet of Things that's really been a challenge, like I mentioned, is there needs to be a standardization. My device needs comply with similar standards as other devices in order to maintain that security.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that really is still missing in the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. The other thing, we've taken from our standpoint, we've taken a route to really add a lot more in a way of security with our licensed spectrum network, where we really have a lot more control over the
network is the key, isn't it?
Networks.
Because going forward, More of the IoT that we will use 10, 20 years from now will be almost molecular. It'll be nano stuff, and you can't type a password into a molecular device, basically. And so you're going to have to secure your network, which is really a good thing to do anyway. And that's the business you're in, isn't it?
That's right. So we definitely around our network we really employ all of the best practices and then employ that to license spectrum, which, for these, M2M applications, really doesn't exist that well here in the United States. So we feel that we've got a little bit of a lead in that area, but you're 100% right, because all it takes is a major data breach to really lose the confidence of the market. And that's one of the things that, you know, our industry has done a very good job, but needs to continue doing that, being vigilant, mm-hmm. because there those areas of vulnerability, as you know, I mean, you know, look at our elections, you know, with yeah. people tampering with voting machines and things like that. So, you know, these are all areas where people are very, very concerned. But I'm proud to say, you know, speaking on behalf of our industry and technology overall, I mean, it is something that people are very, very sensitive about. But it's a race, is what it is. It's a race against the bad guys.
Well, that's right, and we have to win all the time. They only have to win once, and that's a big deal. But the IoT stuff is right now. It's still exciting for regular folks. Most people don't think that much about security because you know why would they come after me? I don't know anything. I don't have anything. But if you're a business owner and you have any vertical integration into a bigger company, they're going to start coming up to you over to your business and do an inventory, do an appraisal of your IoTs, aren't they, and your security system, or you're not going to be able to continue to do business with them. What do you think about that, Terrence?
Yeah, that's 100% true. And you know, the thing is that think about all the applications that are out there. So as technology keeps, you know, evolving, you know, business comes up with all these new ideas for applications. Well, guess what? There are criminals out there, bad people out there
yeah.
that are coming up with new crimes.
yeah,
you know, to be able to harm people and somehow capitalize on it.
And they're realizing that they can get to the big guys through their smaller, weaker links, like you and me, my friends. Terrence DeFranco is with us. He's IOTAcommunications.com is the website for that company, and he and I will be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about IoT and sustainability.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.